Lili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrona Libracha. We're up to Simon Tuf Kuf Samach Bey Seif Beis, and here is what the Shulchan Aruch is going to talk about. The Gemara discusses the idea that a person is Mekabel Tainus on himself. It's not that there's an absolute Chiyuv, like the Dalet Tanesim, or it's a Yom Kippur, or a Tisha B'Av, but you're Mekabel Tainus on yourself, and you're Mekabel Tainus at the Mincha before the Tainus. Now, when you're Mekabel Tainus on yourself, we assume you mean a real Tainus, and then you have to actually fast the whole day until Tzeis HaKoch Avim. And let's say a person wakes up one morning and says, I want to fast today. Well, that fast doesn't quote-unquote count for anything. I mean, it might count for, like, you're trying to lessen your gashmius, but as far as officially a fast, and let's say saying anenu, it doesn't count because you weren't mekabel it on yourself. That's not called an official fast day. However, what if you have a minhag that you always fast at a certain time, a certain day, year by year? So then, it's a given that you're going to fast on that day, and then the fast counts as a fast day even without a special Kabbalah at Mincha, and then it's possible that you can say Anenu, even though you're not going to actually complete the entire fast, because you weren't Mekabel the whole fast on yourself. At the end of the shiur today, we're going to adjust this a little bit, but for now, that's the basic rule. So now let's start the Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Omrim. Shemisha Ragil Lisanos Aseres Yimei Tshuva. A person who every year fasts during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Kevan Shein Regilus L'Kabel and B'Tfila. Since the minig is you don't accept it at the previous mincha. It's a given you always fast this way. Ein Sarich Lisanos Ateis HaKochavim El'ad She'etem Beis HaKnesses. You don't have to fast until Tzeis. You can just fast until you leave the shul. That means the shul, we'll see for now, that means until Prag and Mincha. They used to daven Mincha early. And after Prag, you can fast until Maariv, and they daven Maariv at Prag and Mincha in the old days. And that's it. And the Ramah says, V'yachid mispa'al anenu. And the Yachid can say anenu. Like we saw in the previous simon, that the Yachid says anenu in the brach of Shema Kolenu. So as I explained, this is a fast which you always do every year, so it does not need a special Kabbalah, and the Mishnah Berurah adds on another reason. The Tanya says, Litzirei bi'alma mishum tshuva, shizkarpa avanosa, and the fast is for tshuva, and to give, cause yourself a little tsar, and therefore does not need a Kabbalah, and therefore you don't have to be mashlim, and you only fast, you don't have to be mashlim. Similarly, some people have a minug. They always fast the first day of Slichos, or they always fast Erev Rosh Hashanah. They also don't need a Kabbalah, and don't need to be masculine the fast. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that some Achronim hold, in a case like this, you don't need to fast until Prag Mincha, but it's enough to fast until after Mincha Gedola, you dab Mincha, and say Anenu, and then eat afterwards. And the Mishnah Berurah says that certainly someone who is an Adam Chalush, it's hard for him to fast. He's a little weak. Bevada yochol lismoch and bimekyo to fast until after Mincha Gedola. And nowadays, that's relatively widespread. The people with these types of fasts will fast till Mincha Gedola and then break their fast. However, according to some Achronim, it's better to try to go until Praga Mincha. The Ramah continues. V'chein chasen yispal anenu kodem shenichas l'chupa. So a chassan is fasting for tzirei bi'alma. He wants to cause himself some tzar. So as part of tshuva, it's kapara for his avonos before he gets married. And therefore, you're not makabel to fast the mincha before. And therefore, you fast until after mincha gedola. You daven mincha. And then, let's say the wedding is at 4 in the afternoon. He eats then. And he said anenu already. He said, no, he daven mincha with anenu before the wedding. And that's what a chassan, should do. Now, the Ramah says, at the end of the Seif, v'nirli didafka b'stam aval imhisna sh'olah hashlim harashuz b'yodat l'adit mishar tainis. The Ramah says that if a person is mekabel tainus on himself. And he makes a tnai when he's mekabel the tainus that he's only fasting half the day, so then he's allowed to fast only half the day. So you can always do that. In other words, if you're mekabel tainus on yourself without any specific intention, then you have to fast the entire day. If you're mekabel tainus on yourself and you want to only, you can say, I'm only accepting part of the day. So the Mishnah Berurah says that by a chassan, it's preferable for a chassan to say he's accepting upon himself specifically to not complete the entire fast. Well, now, if the chassan ends up davening mincha after the chuppah, well, then he shouldn't say aneinu because he drank it under the chuppah in the yichud room. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Well, the Ramah continues. Mishainu misana or kol aser shemei tshuva. Rak misana yomo yomayim. A person who fasts 1 or 2 days during aser shemei tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't do it every year. So if he doesn't do it every year, then unless he's mekabel the tainus, it doesn't count as a tainus for himself. So boy kabbalah v'ashram. He has to be mekabel tainus, and he has to fast the entire day. Again, unless he makes a specific tanai, I won't be fasting the whole day. I'll be fasting only until plag or only until after davening mincha, after mincha gedola. There's one exception the Ramah quotes, which is some people had a custom to fast between Shavuos or B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. They had a custom to fast like that every year. So therefore, they don't need a Kabbalah because the Mishnah Berurah says Mekubal B'Omed, they accepted it every year. It's a minhag that they always have. So here, the Ramah says that even though they don't have to be mekabel, but they have to be mashvin. Why? Because they're fasting on the past about the Churban. It's not stam. It's not only that you're fasting on the future to be kareh v'gzar din and to cause yourself some tsar to do tshuva. So then it could be less. But if you're mekabel on the avegos of the past, so then the Ramah says even though you're not being mekabel, then a person has to be mashlim. Again, if a person has this custom to fast between Shavuos or B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av during the day, and it's too hard to fast the whole day, so he should be mekabel on himself, and say specifically, I'm having in mind only to fast until after Mincha Gedolah or until Plag HaMincha.